I'm Spencer Beckwith for KUNM. 10 years ago, choreographer Rulon Tongan and her company Dancing Earth started creating new movement inspired by native ritual and culture. The Santa Fe-based Indigenous Contemporary Dance Company has since shared those explorations with audiences around the country, as well as in Canada and New Zealand. Dancing Earth celebrates its 10th anniversary Sunday night, August 24th, with an outdoor collaborative performance in Santa Fe. Rulon, the themes you deal with in your dances are often suggested to you by contemporary Native communities and individuals.
From the very beginning, we were always looking towards stories that had been shared by, some would say, elders, but sometimes not even an older person, but it's a culture carrier. But when people have come forward to say, this is what's important to our people or our land or this particular region, and feel that it could be expressed through your dance, then you have to listen to that and say, okay, well, this is what we're being called on to bring forward. So that became especially clear a few years ago with water issues. I had the blessing of Josephine Mandeman, who is a grandmother who started walking the Great Lakes to bring attention to the sacredness of the Great Lakes and the need to purify the lakes, the waters of the earth, and the waters of our body. So that's when we became focused specifically on water. Through the water, we got led to gardens. Anytime we'd be taking this theme to native land, somehow it seemed like we kept on getting invited to gardens, whether it was in desert California or up in Canada. And so I thought, I think I know what the next theme is going to be. It seems to be about indigenous plants and seeds, which, I mean, I thought water was bringing everyone forward, but my goodness, the seeds, they are rolling in.
And of course, water and seeds lead you to very interesting movement.
Yes, I actually like to look at the natural, organic. So, for example, what was shared with us by a wonderful farmer, Michael Diaz, was how corn, beans, and squash, how they actually grow or how they did when they were planted together. He demonstrated, you know, how they would twirl around each other and all these different things. And I was like, oh, there's my dance movement.
The company is what's called intertribal. And over the years, your company has represented a lot of different First Nations.
Yeah, I've stopped counting. I don't have that many fingers.
What about the company that is working this year?
What's happening for our 10th anniversary is Dancing Earth really goes global. So through our indigenous networks, there were calls from New Zealand, Australia, Guatemala, some Mayans from the highlands of Guatemala, as well as our wonderful First Nations people here. And basically, they're showing up with determination and passion for this theme. So it's a theme that really, maybe more than any theme so far, really seems truly to impact everybody, because we eat several times a day.
Right.
And I think people are getting more and more aware about, you know, where does this food come from?
So what are audiences going to see, Rulon, on August 24th?
You know, I had described it as outdoor, and that's, I guess, my way of saying it's unconventional, because it's going to be in a courtyard that has a big skylight. So you're going to enter into a restaurant. You'll just wander in and all of a sudden, there's going to be these dancers that start oozing in from the corners and from the sky and hanging over the balcony, the way wilderness and wild plants take over buildings. So it's that sense of what was there before that building, what will be there after that building, and that eternal sense of renewal.
Choreographer Rulon Tongan and Dancing Earth, her Indigenous Contemporary Dance Ensemble, celebrate the company's 10th anniversary Sunday night, August 24th, with an outdoor performance and dance party at the Skylight Music Hall in Santa Fe. For information, visit dancingearth.org. For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.